If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and your favorite podcast platform. Just put in Catholic Audio Media as one word, or if you happen to be on Spotify, use three words, Catholic Audio Media. And by the way, you can also hear us on our website, ST for stanthonyalston.org. More about all that later on. So today is Good Friday, obviously one of the most solemn days of the year. It's the only day that we do not celebrate Mass, so you'll have a Eucharistic service today. And some people may call and they say, gee, Father, gee, I want to go to confession. And they may find the priest is not available for confession today because technically, if you want to be liturgically correct, no sacraments are to be celebrated today. But some parishes make an exception for that, or the priest will be available for confession. But that depends. But technically, no sacraments are available today. Actually, not until Easter Vigil, which is tomorrow. So it's kind of an interesting day. It's really a day to be focused on the death of Christ. Now, this is also the day, as I explained earlier in the week, where I know I've listened to on the radio to others, to people from the Jewish community. And one of the things that they say that's really makes them, it bothers them because, especially in the Gospel of John, you hear the Jews did this, the Jews did this, the Jews did that. Well, the reason why it says that is because that's where this took place. If it happened in Boston, it would be, well, the Bostonians did this, and the Bostonians did this, and the Bostonians did this. It's the same thing. So that's the reason why Jesus was Jewish, happened within the Jewish community. But I also point out that Jesus, as I said earlier in the week, was crucified by Romans and Jews, which is intensely significant, because that means he died for the two groups of people in the Jewish world, Jews and non-Jews, which is everybody. So that's an important consideration. So if you hear anyone turn around today and say, you know, just focus on the Jews, they're missing the point. Jesus was crucified by Jews and non-Jews, and in that way, because Jews and non-Jews had responsibility for his death, he was able to die for all. And that's important. That's very key. So we understand all that, and we look at that, and we see his death, and this is what we recognize today. And through that, we are saved. And then, of course, on Easter, we celebrate his resurrection. And we'll be talking about that later. But one of the things that's important, so he dies on the cross. Now, always notice something about the way God works. No matter what the devil does, it can always be turned against him. So, and we learned that a long time ago. It's a very interesting time, but we, talking with some people, were dealing with some intense amount of resistance against the church. We had an expression called flipping it. And what would happen is people would be seeking to destroy the church, and they would get so far, and then all of a sudden something would go wrong, and the whole situation would be flipped back on them. It's called flipping it. And we used to watch this. It was fascinating. You know, obviously not every day, but occasionally you'd say, and then God flips it. It's amazing. And here is a classic example of God flipping it, because Jesus is crucified. He suffers. He suffers terribly. He goes through a tremendous amount of torture. We know all that. And then he's nailed to the cross. And then he dies. And there are people saying, well, you know, he didn't really resurrect from the dead because he really wasn't dead. wrong. There was no doctor there to prove he was dead. Look, this is what he went through. If you're going to tell me that he survived that, then you'd believe anything. And I have, you know, as the saying goes, I have a bridge in Brooklyn for sale. I just got it for a bargain. I can sell it to you for just a little bit more. So anyway, you know, and that's where God flips it. Oh, yeah. He actually survived all that. And even, because then they would say that Jesus wasn't divine anyway. But even if he did survive that, there is no way he could survive over the long term because of things like infections and everything else. So, you know, God flipped it. Nope, he died on that cross. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, 02134, by the way, in that area code. And we will be right back right after this. I have to tell you that we've asked you to pray over this Lenten period for us to get a good direction of the show and what to do about the show and everything else. And I'm going to tell you, you've been doing it because your prayers were really helpful to us. So next week, I'm going to talk about the next level of what we're doing of our direction. But one of the things that we learned that was fascinating is how many people count on either one or both of our programs. And remember, every time someone sends a note or a response, that represents a whole bunch of people who would have sent a note, but they didn't. So it always indicates a larger amount of people. And we know that people are about 6,000 people are listening to our program at any particular time, and that actually panned itself out. So I want to thank you for your prayers, and we will talk next week about how all that panned itself out. Okay, so we're talking about the death of Jesus on the cross. So I was just talking about flipping it. So now the fact that he died so horribly on the cross at the hands of the devil, and I'll explain that in a second, as I explained earlier in the week, that we recognize that that he died on the cross. Now, there are other people to get around that, say, well, you know, Jesus never existed. You know, he's just a myth. No, that actually makes no sense. The proof that Jesus existed is huge. And even so, even if it wasn't as big as it is, one of the things that's proof that Jesus existed is Josephus talks about him in his documents about the followers of someone named Christus. So as we understand, we recognize that Jesus actually existed. He exists because he resurrected from the dead. He is our Savior, and he died on the cross. And his death on the cross, as severe as it was, has now been flipped against the devil to prove, yes, he died on the cross. All of that is true. And, you know, if you're one of the people saying, no, he's really a myth, he didn't really exist, I'm going to tell you, don't even waste my time. If you believe that, don't even waste my time. I won't even try to sell you a bridge in Brooklyn. Don't even waste my time. If you believe that, don't even. So I just said that four times, so... But anyway, yes, we know that Jesus died on the cross. We know that is all theologically correct what happened. We also know that there was the political world that was all part of this, because they were, the Pharisees were playing political games, and then the Romans were playing, you know, through Pilate were playing political games, because the Pharisees were playing political games because they were afraid the Romans would see Jesus as a rebel and they would destroy the Jewish world, the Jewish political and liturgical world, because they didn't want this to continue if that was going to be a problem for the Romans. Remember, the Romans were people who would create peace if you kept them happy. But if they weren't happy, they would take matters in their own hand. But Pilate was also dealing with issues with Rome because of rebellions in the past. And it was something along the lines where Rome wasn't happy with him because he wasn't able to quell the rebellion. So he's got this going on, and he's trying to make sure that this doesn't turn into another rebellion. And so he is succumbing to maybe trepidation and fear and political manipulation. And the Jews, the leaders of the Jews, are succumbing also to fear and political manipulation. And behind the scenes is the devil using all this so that Jesus would die on the cross, thinking that this would be the end of Jesus and all humanity would be his, and that was his defeat. Because remember what I said, he had to go through this terrible experience that was the devil tempting him not to love. And that's from St. Maximus the Confessor. That's what happens, not to love. And the devil fails in his mission, but in doing so, humanity is saved. We have a documented evidence that through the history that Jesus died on the cross, that he couldn't possibly have survived. And therefore, we see all this come together. And it's very powerful what we see. So it's all real. And this is what we recognize. And Jesus went through all this so that we may be saved and so that all would be saved. Now it is our choice whether we accept that salvation or not. And there it is. And remember, if anyone says to you, Jesus never existed, sell them. Just sell them the bridge. 10 cents. Bridge is yours. Anyway. We will talk to you on Monday. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.